Charlotte's immigration court is usually a busy place, but for the past 3 weeks, it's been completely empty, except for a security guard who's ready to hand out a note in Spanish to anyone who may not have heard the news. It reads, "Because of the partial government shutdown, the court is not holding hearings." Across the country, the shutdown has delayed all cases of immigrants who are not detained. Charlotte already has a long backlog, with people waiting on average 14 months for a hearing. Yvonne Bass with the Latin American Coalition advises a lot of immigrants going through Charlotte's court. Ms. Bass, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Do you have an idea how many people are having their hearings delayed at Charlotte's immigration court because of the shutdown?
I don't have an exact number. We're talking about hundreds of people.
What kind of advice are you giving people?
Just be patient. If you feel like you still have to show up to the court, even though you're not going to be seen, just do it. And just keep on top of the news. Watch the news, listen to the radio, and be informed.
How do clients react when you talk to them? I mean, is this panic or...
There's always panic with the immigration system. there's a lot of panic in the community in general, just because even before the government shut down, there was a lot of delay in the cases. Let's say that it's divided. It's divided because there are some people that don't care about waiting. It doesn't matter if they have to wait because in the meantime, they are still here. They are still with their family members, and they are still somehow making their ends meet. Let's say that's one big group of people, and there are other people that really want to get their cases resolved and really want to get through the system. And that's the other group of people that we have that are really worried about their hearings being delayed.
Has the court mentioned anything about how these cases will be handled once the shutdown ends?
Unfortunately, they haven't said anything regarding the rescheduling, how long it's going to take, or what cases are going to take priority. They haven't said anything regarding this matter, so we are all waiting for the news.
So people are trying to figure out if it's going to be another year's wait in some cases or if maybe it's just being delayed a few weeks.
That's correct. So we're thinking that people are going to be waiting maybe for a year or maybe 2 years even for these hearings to be held.
Because their cases would go to the back of the line then?
That's correct, because their cases will go to the backlog on top of the backlog that we already had in the immigration system.
Do some of your clients who fear deportation see this delay is a good thing?
Well, the one good thing is that they cannot get deported right now, right? Because the immigration court is not issuing any deportation orders, so they cannot be processed. So in some ways, let's say that it's delaying everything, and it's also delaying the bad consequence of deportation, but it's never going to be a good thing for anybody.
From your view, is there an irony there that some deportation proceedings are being delayed because of the partial shutdown over the border wall?
Yes, it is. It is an irony because people are still getting detained and apprehended at the border because those officers are still working on the border. But these deportations are not going through. And again, it's like it doesn't make any sense what whoever is been trying to accomplish with this shutdown.
Yvonne Bass, legal clinic manager for the Latin American Coalition. Thank you.
Thank you.